This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continues its military operations against Hamas and its allies ahead of one of Christianity's major holidays, but in the United States, officials warn of heightened threats due to the conflict in Gaza.
Christmas Eve in Gaza, the Israeli military releases footage claiming to show snippets of what it described as intense operations in northern Gaza and to the south in Khan Yunis. Israel says its strikes target areas of Hamas infrastructure. Meanwhile, Palestinians in Khan Yunis gathered the bodies of their dead ahead of a funeral service following an overnight airstrike. Much of the world has for weeks been calling for extended breaks in fighting to deliver desperately needed aid to civilians living in Palestinian territories. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
A sprawling caravan of migrants from Central America, Venezuela, Cuba, and other countries trekked through Mexico Christmas Eve, headed toward the U.S. border. Luis Garcia Villagran, director of the Center for Human Dignification, AC, is among them. Saying, because everything around migration is an electoral issue for both the U.S. and Mexico. There is room, there is a budget, there is everything, but there is electoral pressure. The movement is electoral pressure. The procession came just days before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Mexico City to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. This month, as many as 10,000 migrants were arrested per day at the U.S. southwest border. The caravan, estimated at around 6,000 people, many of them families with young children, is the largest in more than a year. A clear indication that joint efforts by the Biden administration and President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's government to deter migration are falling short. This is VOA News. With support for Ukraine slipping in Congress, the United States is once again struggling to assert its role in the world. It's not expected to return for 2 weeks, while continued aid for Ukraine has nearly been exhausted. Still, congressional leaders are trying to rally members to address global changes and challenges they say are among the most difficult in decades. Sound of Pope Francis speaking in Italian, praying for peace in the Middle East and Ukraine. Also urging the faithful to celebrate Christmas in simplicity. Francis, in a Christmas Eve homily, said that the clash of arms today prevents Jesus from finding room in the world. He recalled Jesus' birth in a stable in Bethlehem, saying, "Our hearts in Bethlehem, where the Prince of Peace is once more rejected by the futile logic of war." That is a reference to the war sparked by Hamas's deadly October 7th rampage and hostage taking in Israel. A charter plane sequestered in France while carrying 303 Indians to Nicaragua has been authorized to leave the airport, where it has been grounded for a human trafficking investigation. A lawyer for the airline says the plane would take many of the stranded passengers back to India on Monday. Passengers have been held at the airport since Thursday after a dramatic police operation prompted by a tip about possible human trafficking. Iran state media says Tehran summoned Russia's charged affairs after Moscow and Arab countries released a joint statement earlier this week challenging Iran's claim to disputed islands in the Persian Gulf. Iran's official news agency said Sunday the Russian envoy was summoned the day before and handed a note to deliver to Moscow, in which Tehran protested the statement the Sixth Arab-Russian Cooperation Forum issued in Morocco that called for a peaceful solution to resolve the conflict between Iran and the United Arab Emirates over the islands. Just for fun, here's how celebrities approach Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a smoky mountain Christmas.
Singer Dolly Parton is a kid at Christmas. She says she loves it all.
All the Christmas songs, you eat everything that you can get your hands on.
Ted Lasso star Phil Dunster says he loves Christmas food, but then he's got Christmas guilt.
Every roast potato that I eat, I do 5 press-ups.
The Color Purple star Danielle Brooks loves singing Christmas carols with her family, especially her dad.
My dad can't really sing, so it's fun to listen to him try.
Actor George Clooney looks forward to a Christmas tradition.
Drinking.
Actually, there's a bit more to his holiday.
I've got a little...
That's AP's Marcia Zaralletta. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.